Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 elections in uncharted territory.
Consistently, the president says, I acted quickly. You know, I am responsible for keeping a lid on this at the very beginning. That seems to be something he routinely says. There doesn't seem to be any indication that voters believe him, because his approval rating is sinking and the gap with Biden is just unmoved.
Voters are holding politicians accountable for their handling of the COVID crisis, starting with President Donald Trump, says UCLA professor and New York Times columnist Lynn Vavreck. Polling data and approval ratings showed less support for Republicans in areas with more COVID-related deaths. Former Vice President Joe Biden is polling better than expected in Texas, where Trump visited yesterday. State officials are still assessing damage from Hurricane Hannah, later downgraded to a tropical storm, and battling rising coronavirus case numbers. Texas Republican Representative Louie Gohmert didn't travel with the president after testing positive for the virus. Representative Vicente Gonzalez, a Texas Democrat, thinks Republicans' handling of the pandemic could turn the state blue.
I think it really resonates. It resonates with the moderate Republicans and kind of middle of the road swing voters.
The Latino population in Texas has grown by 2 million in the last decade, and a new poll of undecided swing state voters from the National Immigration Law Center's Immigrant Justice Fund shows a majority of respondents in favor of a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants. Biden is increasing outreach to Latino voters in Arizona and Florida. Yesterday, he criticized the Trump administration for ongoing anti-immigrant sentiment. Unidos U.S., the nation's largest Latino advocacy nonprofit, just endorsed Biden. Here's President Janet Murguia.
The Joe we know will fight for those initiatives that are all under siege because of this Trump administration.
Among suburban voters who Trump narrowly won in 2016, Biden's ahead by an average of 15 points. Last week, in an apparent attempt to appeal to white voters in the suburbs, Trump gutted an Obama-Biden-era policy intended to fight housing segregation. Yesterday, he tweeted that they will no longer be, quote, bothered, unquote, by low-income housing in their neighborhoods. Biden says the president's law and order message is, quote, bizarre.
He's now trying to scare the hell out of suburbs, saying these rules that Biden and the president put through, they're causing you to end up, by implication, having those black neighbors next to you. That's supposed to scare people.
Yesterday, U.S. officials said Russian intelligence services are using three English-language websites to spread misinformation on the pandemic ahead of the November election. Former National Security Advisor Susan Rice, whose name has been floated for Biden's vice president, explained earlier this summer the danger to American democracy.
Our adversaries, particularly Russia, but also China, understand that our divisions are things that they can effectively exacerbate. And the Russians do it every day on social media, not just every 2 years or 4 years when we have an election.
From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.